We're happy to talk to you about a very important current event.
我们今天早上要跟各位讨论的是现时代的一个非常重要的问题。
If you listen to your radio or look at the newspaper this morning, you will see that the Arab-Israeli conflict is really a very important thing that's happening at this moment.
各位如果听广播或者是看报纸，你们就会晓得，昨天，也就是我们现在这个时刻，阿拉伯人他们正在已经全面准备好了要有一个大规模的冲突。
This past week, many civilians left the Golan Heights because of the danger of war.
在上一个礼拜里面，有很多戈兰高地的居民，就是非战斗人员，他们离开了那个区域。为什么离开呢？因为有战争要爆发的危险。
And this morning's news tells us that there is a very big battle going on right now between the Arabs and the Israelis up there at the Golan Heights.
今天早上我们所得到的新闻报道，就在此刻，在戈兰高地，以色列人与阿拉伯人正在进行大规模的战争，全面战争。
And so I've entitled this morning's message, Your Own, My Own, Arab-Israeli Impasse.
那么，所以我们今天早上要谈的题目呢，就是你心中的，或者我心中的，一阿之争。
When did the strife between the Arab nations and the tiny state of Israel begin?
以色列这个小小的国家与阿拉伯这许多国家之间的冲突是从什么时候开始的？
Why is there animosity between these two Semitic races?
这两个闪的民族之间为什么会有这样深的仇恨？
Are they contending for real estate?
他们是不是为了争夺土地？
Are they fighting over oil?
他们会不是是不是为了石油在战争？
Or is it minerals or diamonds that they're fighting over?
他们是不是为矿产，是不是为钻石在争夺？
What is it that has precipitated four major wars since 1948 when the tiny state of Israel was created?
从1948年那个小小的以色列国诞生以后，为什么有四次战争？这四次战争的促成原因是什么？
Is it only a struggle for religious shrines?
是不是纯粹为了宗教的问题而冲突的？
You know, in the city of Jerusalem, there are many very famous shrines that the Islamic Muslim people claim, as do the Christians and the Jews.
各位晓得，在耶路撒冷城里面有很多神龛，这些神龛是犹太人、是回教徒、是阿拉伯人，大家都在争夺的。
Are they fighting for that?
他们是不是为这个而战争？
Or are they fighting for the right to live and survive?
或者他们是为了生存的权利在战争吗？
My question this morning is, does this struggle reflect the basic human conflict or struggle in each one of our own hearts?
我今天早上的问题就是这个一阿战争是不是反映出了我们每一个人心里面的光景？
I'd like to ask some other questions.
我还愿意请教一些别的问题。
Why should the Arabs be afraid of the Jews?
阿拉伯人呢，为什么恐惧、害怕以色列人？
The tiny state of Israel is not much bigger than Taiwan.
这个小小的以色列国啊, 不会比台湾大多少。
There's 8,000 square miles, not including their conquered territories.
他们除了那个占领的地区不在里面以外，他们的面积只有8000平方英里。
Taiwan has a population of something like 15 million people.
台湾有1500万人口。
But Israel only has 2.7 million people.
但是以色列只有270万人口。
Israel is surrounded by 110 millions of Arabs.
以色列人呢，是周围有1000万阿拉伯人。
There are 13 Arab nations, including many sheikhdoms or smaller nations.
在以色列周围有13个阿拉伯国家，还有一些回教国家。
And they occupy over 4.6 million of square miles.
他们有460万平方英里的面积。
And so the Israelis have been outnumbered 40 to 1.
所以以色列人在数量上跟阿拉伯人的比例是1:40之比。
Well, the Arabs fear the Jewish state because they have been the losers in each of the four wars.
阿拉伯人害怕恐惧以色列人，为什么呢？因为他们在过去的四次战争里面都是失败者。
The first war was in 1948.
第一次战争是发生在1948年。
The second war was when Britain and France allied themselves with Israel to try and recapture the Suez Canal, which Nasser had taken.
第二次战争是英国、法国与以色列同盟，他们要夺回苏伊士运河的控制权，那个运河在当时是被 NASA 掌握在手中。
The third war was in 1967.
第三次战争发生在1967年。
In 6 days, Israel almost totally disarmed the neighboring Arab nations with a smashing victory.
在这次的六天战争里面，以色列差不多把他们邻近的阿拉伯国家全部解除武装。
One would have thought that they would have learned their lesson.
我们也许会想到阿拉伯人应该饱受了教训了。
But no, they didn't.
但是他们没有。
Just last October 1973, they again went into another very bloody conflict.
就在去年1973年的十月里面，阿拉伯人又掀起了一次血腥的战争。
Before Nasser died, he proclaimed this.
在 NASA 死前，他这样宣布。
He said, "We aim at the destruction of the state of Israel."
他说，我们的目的是要摧毁以色列国。
Why do the Arabs feel this way about the Jewish people?
阿拉伯人对于犹太人为什么有这样一种态度？
We must try to understand all points of view.
我们要从各方面来了解这个问题。
Now many Arab leaders agree that Palestine was the was for the Jews.
很多阿拉伯的领袖他们同意这个巴勒斯坦是以色列人的，是为以色列人而准备的。
But they claim that it is not now rightfully the Jews' land.
但是他们认为现在巴勒斯坦并不是犹太人他们应该有的地方。
Arabs have lived on it continuously for nearly 2,000 years as the majority population.
阿拉伯人在这块地方已经以这种主要人口的身份居住了差不多2000年以上。
Here is a little of their reasoning.
他们说使得理论是如此。
If the Jews can reclaim and repossess Palestine after so long an absence, so could the American Indians come back and reclaim and repossess the United States and Canada.
他们说，以色列人离开了巴勒斯坦这么久， 如果还可以重新掌握或者重新主张对于这一块地图的主权，那么美国的印第安人也同样的可以重新主张他们对于美国以及加拿大这两块地方的主权。
And so you see the real deep-seated envy and disagreement as to who is the legal inheritor of Palestine. This is the real root cause of the enmity between the Jews and the Arabs.
所以我们从这个地方就看出来啊，这个阿拉伯人跟以色列人他们中间最大的冲突最大的争执就在什么地方呢？就是在对于巴勒斯坦这一块地方谁是真正的合法的继承人。
So we need to review some of the past history of this Jewish Arab a conflict.
所以我们应当啊来思想一下伊阿这两个民族之间的冲突的历史背景。
Now, we find this history outlined for us in the Christian era, the first century, in a letter to the Galatian church.
我们发现呢，这个历史背景是在主后第一个世纪就有一本书信呢，就是使徒保罗写给加拉太人的一封书信里面就已经写好了。
In Galatians, the fourth chapter, we begin to read something about that.
在加拉太书第四章，我们要来看一看。
The fourth chapter and the 22nd to the 24th verses.
请大家翻到260面。
If you take your Bibles, you'll find it in the 260th page.
对不起，264面。
And we read in the fourth chapter, the 22nd to the 24th verses.
我们从第四章22节看起，看到24节。
For it is written that Abraham had two boys, two sons, the one by a bond maid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bond woman was born after the flesh.But he of the free woman was by promise, which things are a picture or an allegory, for these are the two covenants.
因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。然而那使女所生的是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两月。
Now, both Israel and Islam claim Abraham as their common father.
以色列人与回教徒，他们都是这样表示，亚伯拉罕是他们的祖先。
Abraham had two sons.
因为亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
One was by an Egyptian slave maid.
一个是埃及的婢女。
The other was by Sarah, who was a free woman.
另外一个是撒拉生的。撒拉是一个自主的妇人。
You may remember that God gave Abraham a promise that he was going to have a son.
各位应该记得，神曾经应许亚伯拉罕要赐他一个儿子。
And not only that, but that because of that son, all the nations of the world would receive a tremendous blessing.
不仅如此，而且神应许亚伯拉罕，万国、万族、万民都要因着他的儿子得福。
But Abraham already was 80 years old when God gave him that blessing.
但是当神赐给亚伯拉罕这个应许的时候，他已经是80岁了。
He was an old man.
他是一个老人。
And his wife Sarah was already 77 years old.
那么他的妻子啊，也已经到了70多岁。
They had no natural hope or possibility of having a child.
所以从肉体上讲，他们已经没有希望，没有机会再生一个儿子。
But God had given a promise.
但是神给了他这样的应许。
Now Sarah came along at 77 years of age, and she figured that she could maybe help God along a little bit with that promise.
所以到撒拉77岁的时候，她就想到，她也许可以用她的方法来让神的应许可以实现。
She had a slave maid who was helping her.
她有一个使女，使女帮她做事。
That woman's name was Hagar.
她的名字叫夏甲。
She was a younger woman.
她是一个年轻的女孩子。
And so Hagar became the mother of Abraham's first son.
所以夏甲就变成了亚伯拉罕第一个儿子的母亲。
The name of that boy was Ishmael.
那个小孩子的名字叫伊什玛利。
So you see, the Arab-Israeli problem really doesn't begin on the Golan Heights.
所以各位可以看得出来啊，伊阿两族的纠纷不是从戈兰高地开始的。
But the big problem began centuries ago in Hagar's tent.
这个问题是在多少世纪以前从夏甲的帐篷里面就生根了。
The scripture says that this first son was the result of a fleshly schemes.
我们圣经告诉我们说，第一个生的是按着血气生的。
This was not in God's original plan.
这个不是神原来的计划。
But 14 years later, God did bring about his promise.
但是14年以后，神让他的应许实现。
A son was born in a miraculous way to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕好像神迹一样的生了一个孩子。
The second boy came when Abraham was 100 years old.
亚伯拉罕生第二个儿子的时候是100岁整。
And Sarah was 91 years old when she became a mother of Isaac.
撒拉变成以撒母亲的时候正好91岁。
And God did that miracle in the life of Abraham, the father of Israel.
神就在以色列的祖先亚伯拉罕的身上行了这样一个神迹。
Now the first boy Ishmael was disinherited.
头一个儿子伊什玛利被剥夺了继承权。
And Isaac, the second born, was given the inheritance and the wealth of all the father's tent.
以撒却得到了他父亲全部的所有的产业。
If you know your Bible well, you will remember that God speaks of Isaac as Abraham's only son.
各位如果能够熟读圣经而且记得的话，你就应该知道神称以撒为亚伯拉罕独生的儿子。
In Genesis 22 and 2, God did not acknowledge Ishmael as a legitimate heir.
在创世纪第22章第二节，神不承认以实玛利是亚伯拉罕的后嗣。
Even though Ishmael was 14 years older than Isaac.
虽然以实玛利比以撒大14岁。
As Isaac grew up, Ishmael teased his younger brother.
当以撒长大的时候，以实玛利就喜笑他。
He made life miserable for his younger baby brother.
他让他小弟弟过的日子不舒服。
And finally, the living became so difficult that Ishmael and his mother, Hagar, had to be driven out from the tents of Abraham, and they wandered in the deserts.
最后，以实玛利使这个家庭里面的生活到了这样一个不和睦的地步，以至于他和他的母亲夏甲要被赶出亚伯拉罕的帐篷，要到旷野里面去流浪。
And so you see, the Arab-Israeli problem really began centuries ago.
所以各位可以看出，以色列与阿拉伯的纠纷是在多少世纪以前就开始了。
True, the British signed the Balfour Declaration in November of 1917.
在1917年11月 二号，英国人他们签署了巴尔夫宣言。
This recognized the need for and the approval of the Zionist aspirations.
这个宣言呢，他们承认了锡安运动或者说犹太运动。这个宣言承认了犹太运动的需要，以及批准了犹太运动的需要。
And their aspirations were to establish a national home for the Jewish people.
他们的心愿是什么呢？是要为犹太人建立一个国家。
But this was not the beginning of the antagonism between the Arabs and the Israeli people.
但是这个并不是阿拉伯人与犹太人敌对的开始。
On May 14th, 1948, the UN-created State of Israel was born.
在1948年5月14号，联合国所创建的以色列国成立了。
But let's go back to the first century, the first Christian century, where we read in Galatians in the 4th chapter and the 29th verse.
但是我们请各位回到主后第一个世纪，使徒保罗写给加拉太人的书信第四章第二十九节。
But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now.
当时，那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
So there continues to be a steady conflict from the Golan Heights in the north to the Suez shores way down in the south.
所以从北边的戈兰高地到南边的苏伊士运河就充满了冲突增进。
There are eruptions and unrest.
那个里面所充满的是暴乱，是不安。
There's unhappiness and shells and bombings and commando raids.
是囚犯，是枪弹，是炸弹，是游击队的突击。
There are contentions and bitter disagreements.
也充满了争论与歧见。
And men are dying there at this very moment while we're talking to you.
那么他们就为这些事情在付出他们生命的代价。我们现在在讲到的时候，他们还是如此。
But you know, dear friends, this morning there's something of a miniature battle of the Golan Heights going on right in our own hearts.
但是各位知道不知道，也是在现在，在我们每一个人的心里面，都有一个小型的戈兰高地的争夺战。
We have our own little Suez Canal.
我们里面也有苏伊士运河。
And if we're honest enough to talk about it, well, there's war going on right within our own hearts.
假如我们愿意坦白的来承认的话，在我们心里面呢，就有一个战争在进行着。
And there's a contest going on as to who is going to control the heights.
那么我们这个里面的冲突是为什么呢？就是为了谁要控制这个高地。
And so in this Arab-Israeli conflict, we have been given some helpful insights by the Galatian perspective.
所以我们借着伊阿的战争呢，就让我们更多的能够了解加拉太书这个地方所讲的预言。
And I would recommend this afternoon, if you have maybe a half an hour, that you read this very short book of Galatians.
我建议各位在今天下午能够花一点时间把这一张书信好好的看一看。
And you'll see the gospel of Christ being preached very clearly in this passage.
各位可以在这一段里面看到耶稣基督的福音是怎么样清楚的写在这一段里面。
Let's take a little further look.
我们再看一看。
We're told that there were two sons of Abraham.
我们已经知道了亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
One was born of a free woman and was free. The other was born of a slave woman and was a slave.
一个是自主之妇人生的，他是自主的。 一个是使女生的，她是为奴的。
And so, this gives us a perfect example of what is going on in each of our own hearts.
这个呢，就是我们每一个人心里面的那个这个样子。
What are some of these explosions that are going on in our own miniature Golden Heights?
我们心里面的那个小型的戈兰高地，如果铺露出来，是一个什么光景呢？
If you look at 5:17, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, you'll read this.
如果各位看第五章第十七节，就可以知道。
It says the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit lusts against the flesh.
情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
And these two are contrary against each other, so that we cannot do the things that we would want to do.
这两个是彼此相敌，是你们不能做所愿意做的。
So let's look at some of these explosions.
我们现在看看这种恶性的暴露是什么东西。
You see it in the 19th verse of this chapter, the 5th chapter.
各位可以在第五章第十九节看得清楚。
The scripture calls these fleshly explosions adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, sensuality, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, quarreling, jealousy, bad temper, rivalry, factions, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, and orgies.
圣经啊，称这些东西为通奸、淫乱、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪书、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒以及荒淫。
These are a terrible list of explosions of the flesh.
这个是我们肉体情欲很可怕的一种显露。
And the son of the flesh would tempt our flesh with these explosions.
那个属血气生的呢，就要试探我们这种血气情欲的铺露。
On the other hand, the son of the free woman would liberate us from these things.
而在另外一方面呢，那个自主的妇人所生的儿子，却要从这些败坏里面释放我们。
The free son would like to see the fruit of such liberation cultivated by the Spirit.
那个自主的儿子，他欢喜我们能够显露我们从圣灵所结的果子。
In contrast to what we have read about the explosions of the flesh, let us look at the fruit of the Spirit.
我们与我们刚刚读的那些肉体情欲的败坏相对照的，我们来看一看圣灵的果子如何。
The fruit of the Spirit in 5:22 and 23is love and joy and peace and long suffering and gentleness and goodness and kindness and meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law.
在加拉太书第五章二十二节到二十三节那个地方，我们看到的圣灵果子是下面几样，那就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
What is the Golden Heights of your own heart like?
你心里的戈兰高地像一个什么光景？
Is it a shell splintered and shattered forest?
它是不是一个被硝烟弹雨所破坏了的森林？
Or is it a blossoming garden bearing the fruit of the Spirit?
或者是一个百花盛开的带满了结满了圣灵果子的花园呢？
Now we're clearly told that the free son is Jesus Christ himself.
我们在圣经上面看到那个自主之妇人所生的儿子就是主耶稣基督。
He is the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Let me read to you from the 4th chapter and the 4th verse.
我愿意把第四章加拉太书第四章第四节读给各位听。
It says, But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a free woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
第四节第五节，即至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人说出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So this tells us that God sent His Son for to free us.
所以我们这个地方所得到的就是神差遣他的儿子来释放我们。
Jesus Christ came that He might buy us back, redeem us, and bring us into the family of God.
耶稣基督来是为了要把我们买回来，赎回来，赎到神的。
Years ago, I almost adopted a Chinese baby boy.
好多年以前，我差一点收养了一个中国的小孩子。
I already had a boy and a girl of my own.
我已经有了一男一女，是我自己生的。
But I found a beautiful little pretty baby Chinese boy.
但是我看到一个很漂亮的中国婴孩。
And my wife and I wanted this boy very much.
我的内人跟我都很希望要收养这个孩子。
I'll tell you how we came to meet this baby.
我告诉各位，我们是怎么样遇见这个婴孩的。
One day, an unmarried Chinese girl came to our hospital.
有一天，一个未婚的中国女孩子到我们诊所里来。
And she had her firstborn baby in our hospital.
她的第一个小孩子就是在我们诊所生的。
And the girl's mother, was very embarrassed.
这个小孩子的母亲啊，当然是很伤脑筋。
Because she wasn't married.
因为她没有结婚。
And so the mother that is the grandmother and the mother of the baby wanted to give the baby away.
所以这个小孩子的母亲的母亲，就是她的外祖母啊。就很愿意呢，把这个小孩子给出去。
So I said, well, I'll be willing to accept the baby. I will adopt the baby as my own son if you will freely give me that baby.
所以我就对他表示啊，我愿意要这个小孩子，我愿意收养这个小孩子，只要你肯呢，白白的把这个小孩子送给我。
And so both of them agreed to give us the baby.
他们母女两个都同意把这个小孩子送出来。
But then they thought twice again about it.
然后他们又再想了一次。
And the mother changed her mind.
他的母亲改变了心意。他们母女两个都同意把这个小孩子送出来。
But then they thought twice again about it.
然后他们又再想了一次。
And the mother changed her mind.
他的母亲改变了心意。
And she thought she could ask a very high price for the baby.
她认为她可以收一笔高价。
Now I was unwilling to buy that baby.
我不愿意买这个小孩。
But I want to tell you this morning, God was willing to buy you and me back.
但是我今天早上愿意告诉各位，神愿意把你买回来。
And He brought His Son into this world to pay that price.
他差遣他的儿子。到这个世上来干什么呢？付这笔代价。
That we might become adopted children, men and women, boys and girls in the family of God.
让我们可以成为神家里面的儿女。
And we can be made heirs with Jesus Christ.
我们可以与耶稣基督同为后嗣。
We can have eternal inheritance.
我们可以得到永生的基业。
We do not have to be slaves.
我们不必再做奴隶。
We have been purchased. We have been bought. We have been purchased.
我们已经被买回来了。
Did you not know that your freedom has already been paid for, as Galatians 4 tells us?
加拉太书第四章告诉我们的，你们知道不知道？就是我们的自由是已经被付出代价了。
But you have to receive this free gift.
但是这个白白的恩赐你们要接受。
You have to assent, you have to agree to it.
你们要答应，要同意。
And this agreement says, in effect, God, I accept your son as payment for my price.
这个同意很简单，你只要说神啊，我愿意接受你的儿子为我所付的代价。
He came and he died to pay that price.
他来为我死付出这笔代价。
What do we have to know in order to enjoy this freedom?
我们要享受这个自由，我们应该知道一些什么呢？
What are the facts that we must understand before we can enter into the peace and get away from the battle and the conflict and turmoil?
当我们能够进入和平，我们离开这些混乱、这些征战，我们应该知道一些什么事实呢？
Well, the first thing we must see is that God sees all of us as under sin or a slave to sin.
各位，我要告诉各位，第一件事我们要晓得，神他的话把我们每一个人
Galatians 3:22 says that Scripture has concluded that all are under sin.
加拉太书第三章第二十二节告诉我们，圣经把众人都圈在罪里。And
so the conclusion is that we are separated from the life and the presence of God by sin.
因此
In fact, in another place, Scripture says that anyone who commits sin is a slave of sin.
在圣经另外一个地方告诉我们，凡是犯罪的都是罪的奴仆。
But here's the promise.
但是这个地方有个应许。
And if you receive it by faith, you can be justified.
只要你信而接受。
Look at Galatians 3 and 6.
请看加拉太书第三章第六节。
There it says Abraham received the promise by faith and God gave him credit for righteousness.
这个地方告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
How important it is to believe in God.
所以信神
And then how important it is to receive God's promise.
接受神的应许又是何等重要。
Do it just as Abraham did it and you will be justified with God.
只要像亚伯拉罕那样学习，你就可以被称为义。
God says that if you believe in my son and what he did for you, you can be made righteous.
神说，只要你相信我的儿子以及他为你所做的，
Because Jesus Christ took our place and paid the penalty, the cost or the price for our sin. If you believe that and receive this promise of God, you will be made into a new creature.
假如你相信这件事情，接受耶稣，你就可以
It's not the question of outward religious symbolism or acts.
这个不是外表的教条或者行为。
It isn't if you wear a cross on your clothes.
这个不是你在你的衣服上面挂一个十字架。
A Christian isn't one who carries a Bible under his arm.
基督徒也不是就是单拿一本圣经。
That isn't the marks of a Christian.
这个不是基督徒的记号。
If you look at Galatians 6:15, it tells us it's not the outward symbolism, but it's the fact that you have become a new creature in Christ. 6:15.
假如各位看加拉太书第六章第十五节，就可以晓得，受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。 要紧的就是做新造的人，所以外面的教条形式不要紧。The
important thing is to put your faith in Jesus Christ.
要紧的是要你信耶稣基督。And
he will liberate you from your sin and the penalty of sin.
他要把你从罪和罪的刑罚里面释放出来。And
he'll make you into a new creation governed by the Spirit of God.
他要把你 变成一个新造的人, 这个新造的人是受神的灵管理的。
But you know, the slave-born son whispers little things in your ears.
但是各位晓得，那个使女所生的为奴的儿子，他却在你的耳朵里面低低的这样对你讲话。
He's the son of the flesh, and he tell you little things.
他是血气的，血气生的。他会这样告诉你。
He would tell you, well, you should listen to your natural cravings of your own natural, normal flesh.
他会告诉你，你应该按照你的肉体所需要的，你顺从他。
You should satisfy your flesh.
你应该满足你的情欲。
You should enjoy yourself.
你应该享受你自己。
You should just let go.
你应该不要去太认真了，随便随便一点。
You should do the things that come naturally to you.
你应该顺乎自然。
You shouldn't try to swim against the tide.
你不应该违背潮流。
Nobody else is able to swim against the tide.
没有人可以违背潮流。
So why do you think you're an exception?
你为什么认为你就可以例外呢？
Accept the things as they are.
你就接受事实好了。
After all, you can't change your own human nature.
你怎么样都没办法改变你的天性。
This is all the whisperings of that man of slavery.
这是那个为奴的对你的耳边所讲的那个嘀咕的话。
But I want you to listen to the man of the free spirit, Jesus Christ.
但是我要各位听那个自主之子他所讲的话。
And the word of God says, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
圣经告诉我们说，如果神的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真的自由了。
You can be made into a new creature.
你可以成为一个新造的人。
Old things are passed away.
旧事已过。
Behold, all things are become new and different.
都变成新的。不同的了。
And the Son of God can help you stand against the flesh and the devil.
神可以帮助你抵抗那个撒旦之子。
I want you to look at a spiritual principle in Galatians 6, 7, and 8.
我请各位看一个属灵的原则，这是在加拉太书第六章第七节第八节。
Do not be deceived.
不要自欺。
God is not mocked.
神是轻慢不得的。
Whatsoever a man sows to the flesh, he shall reap of the flesh corruption.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
If he sows to the Spirit, he shall of the Spirit reap eternal life.
顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
And so, My question is, can you receive this spirit of freedom by doing good works and by keeping religious laws?
所以我的问题就是，你是不是可以借着行善或者是守宗教的教条就可以得到圣灵呢？
No, you cannot receive the spirit by trying to do things in your flesh and in the energy of your strength.
不行，你不能靠着你肉体的能力，外表的形式就可以得到圣灵。
You can only know it by the liberty of faith.
你只可以靠着这个信心才能得到自由。
In Galatians 2:16, we read that it's not by the works of the flesh.
在加拉太书
第二章十六节，
第二章第十六节告诉我们说
，It tells us that it's the faith of man trusting in God and not in his own works.
那个地方告诉我们，是人是因为信而得救的，不是因为他自己的行为。
How can I have my Golan Heights conflict resolved?
我怎么样可以解决我心里面戈兰高地的争夺？
By first trusting in Jesus Christ, the Son of the free woman.
第一个，我们要相信那个自主之妇人生的耶稣基督。
And by accepting the liberty that he has given me.
要接受他所赐给我的自由。
And standing in that liberty.
而且在这个自由里面要站住。
By becoming a son of God, I can stand in his liberty.
因为成了神的儿子，所以我也能够在这个自由里面站稳。
Do you long to have peace in your own heart?
你 欢不欢喜在你的心里有平安。
Are you looking for the rest that has not been there for many years?
你是不是希望得到一个多年以来都得不到的安息？
Would you like to be a son or a daughter of the living and true God?
你愿不愿意成为又真又活的这一位神的儿女？
Wouldn't you like to have this battle that goes on all the time settled and resolved forever?
你是不是愿意这个一直在进行中的战争能够结束，能够停下来？
We'd like to invite you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning.
我们愿意在今天早上邀请你到耶稣基督的面前。
Jesus Christ is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life.
耶稣基督就是道路、真理、生命。
He will give you the joy and the peace that your heart is craving for this morning.
他要给你一种喜乐，一种平安，是你心里所渴盼的。
He can bring about the peace and enjoyment for your own heart that you need and I have.
他可以把你心里面所需要的喜乐、平安赐给你。
I'm so glad God has given me that kind of peace in my own heart.
我非常高兴，因为神把这种喜乐、平安赐给了我。
And I'd like you to have and enjoy that same peace this morning.
我也愿意各位能够跟我同享这种喜乐、平安。
God has given you the Savior Jesus Christ.
神把耶稣基督这位救主赐给了你。
And the question is, what will you do with Jesus Christ?
问题是你对耶稣基督采取一个什么样的态度？
Who's going to control the heights of your own heart?
谁要来控制掌握你心里面的高地？
Is it going to be your own self and selfishness?
是你自己和你的自私呢？
Or is it going to be the free son of God's love, the Lord Jesus Christ?
他是自主之父人所生的神的儿子，就是代表神的爱的耶稣基督呢？
We welcome you to come to know Jesus Christ this morning.
我们欢迎各位今天早上认识耶稣基督。
And enjoy the peace that only he can give.
享受只有他才能够赐给我们的那种平安。
The forgiveness of your past sin.
也让他能够赦免你过去的罪。
And the promise of eternal inheritance with him.
也能够享受在永生里跟他同在。
If you'd like.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你把伊阿战争这样一个在世界上的大事让我们晓得在我们心里也有这样一个缩小的小型的战争。我们每一个人都有我们里面的各栏高地，每一个人都有我们的苏伊士运河。主啊，我们真是要求你帮助我们认识这个根源在哪里，人为什么在里面有征战没有平安，人为什么不能够得到喜乐，不能够得到安息。求主你祝福你自己的花，让你自己的花成为我们的力量，让我们愿意在今天早上降服在你的面前，接受你的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上所流宝血为我们所成就的功劳。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们请你帮助每一个还没有接受你的人，让他们的心柔软，愿意接受你，也让那些已经接受你的还没有受洗的，求主你也感动他们愿意留下来跟我们一同讨论你的道理。主啊，我们求你祝福你自己的花，你的恩惠，你的平安与我们每一个参加今天早上聚会的人同在。祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿门。